This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We're speaking today as we start 2017 with the interim director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute, Jack Tichner. He's also host of Public Television's Illinois Lawmakers. Jack, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
As the curtain came down on 2016, things stood pretty much where they've stood all year.
Yeah, and it wasn't a good place. The stopgap budget for human services and higher education expired at the end of December. There were no budget talks scheduled between now and the time when lawmakers come back for the lame duck session on January 9th. That's a couple of days before the new General Assembly is sworn in on the 11th. They might get back together once lawmakers return, but they're still very far apart on resolving the impasse that's essentially left the state without a full budget since July of 2015. As you recall, the governor broke off talks before Christmas, saying the Democrats hadn't put any serious budget proposals on the table, while the Democrats were basically blaming the governor for doing the same thing. Plus, he's insisting now that he won't go for another stopgap budget unless he gets term limits and property tax freezes, which are those are two things not high on the Democrats' list in the first place. All this, of course, takes place while the state Republican Party is calling out the Democrats on an individual basis, basically daring them to vote against Speaker Madigan when the House chooses its leadership for the new session. The governor says that's just politics. No one should take that personally, but the Dems are not happy about it. There's actually some talk of trying to convince some House Democrats who are not happy with Madigan's leadership to challenge him and have the whole Republican caucus throw in with them to oust Madigan as Speaker. It probably won't work. Madigan, of course, still has a lot of people on his side, but it's certainly muddying the waters, to say the least.
Still, a lot of people are looking at this and saying, well, nothing's going to change. What do you think is going to happen in the next several weeks?
Well, despite what I just said, I think there'll probably be more in the way of stopgap budgets between now and 2018. The governor has gone back and forth on stopgaps. He didn't like them until the clock ran out on the spring session back in May, and it didn't look like that there would be a budget in place for K through 12 before lawmakers left for the summer. Well, he changed his tune on that early on May 31st because no one wants to leave town with the possibility that schools won't be open in the fall. That was something the Senate President, John Cullerton, you'll recall, had hinted at but didn't follow through on the time. Some Senate Democrats are talking about that behind the scenes. At least one of them, Dave Kaler of Peoria, has actually raised that specter publicly a few weeks ago. The thinking is if there's a real prospect schools won't open in the fall, then there'd be so much pressure brought to bear on everyone that you'd see them work out some kind of deal because, you know, if the schools don't open, that literally impacts millions of Illinoisans.
Still, people are saying that there's got to be something that can make the legislature and governor come together on something, an administrative agency that has to shut down, schools, those sorts of things. Where are the pressure points here?
Well, there are several of them. Community colleges and universities, of course, are among them. They're heading into the spring semester in a few weeks under a real cloud of uncertainty. The stopgap measure that helped them get through the fall basically provided between 82 and 90% of what they got from the state in 2014 and 2015. Most of them used that money to pay expenses from the previous school year. Three universities, Chicago State, Eastern, and Western, are having a particularly rough time. They've cut hundreds of jobs. They've slashed programs to make it through this fall semester. They split $17 million recently from the Illinois Board of Higher Education to keep going. Nobody at this point wants to really speculate on what might happen if there's no agreement anytime soon, but it's really a frightening situation. Community colleges are also facing tough times because they're in kind of the same boat. Even though they can get some money from property taxes, they're still coming up way short. Community colleges just got $3 million from IBHE to sort of tie them over, but they're also in a critical spot in trying to get some sort of state help, and soon. Then there's social service agencies. They're trying to put more pressure on the state. As you'll recall, dozens of them went to court last year trying to get paid for services they've been providing for contract since July. They didn't succeed. They're now back at the appellate level.
So you mentioned earlier when I said what's coming in the next couple of weeks, you mentioned the fact that there may not be a full state budget until perhaps 2018. What's the prospect there?
Well, that is something that we've been hearing off and on from lawmakers over the past year, that this is there's no real agreement between the governor and Speaker Madigan on the turnaround agenda, which the governor insists has to be part of the solution. There is a little bit of an opening, if you will. The Senate President John Cullerton has indicated that there has been some progress behind the scenes on the topic of workers' compensation reform. That is a critical ask for the governor. He recently did an op-ed piece on that. You might have seen that the other day. Mm-hmm. If there is some real progress there, that could be the thing that finally gets us heading into, I guess, a proper direction on the whole thing. But we're a long way from that at this point.
Jack Titchener is the interim director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at SIU Carbondale. You can also see him on the Illinois Lawmakers program, for which he's the host and producer on public television. Jack, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.